Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And we are live, brand new program, January 2nd, 2023. Man, I can't even hardly believe it's already 2023. It's like I blinked and I missed 2022. I'm not even sure what happened, but 1.6 million of you were watching us here on Chosen Generation Radio, so we greatly appreciate that. Appreciate all of you that are tuned in today. Share the website, chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. You can sign up for our emails as well, and you can watch us right here, and we are also on TECN-TV. And we welcome you, and the player that's playing here at ChosenGenerationRadio.com is the TECN-TV player. So we'll appreciate that. 6.3 million, I believe, is the number. Let me double check here. Where are we at? There we go. One more click. So yeah, 6.3 million viewers on TECN-TV this last year. So we thank all of you for tuning in and watching the program. Well, I'm very excited to welcome my next guest here in hour number three. He is the author of Behind the Mask of Facebook. And he's been with us a number of times before, and I thought it would be very appropriate to bring him on, especially in light of all that's happening with Elon Musk and Twitter and social media and the questions that are being asked of Mr. Zuckerberg and the manipulations that are taking place and so on. I welcome Ryan Hartwig to the program. Ryan, welcome. Good to have you, sir.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Pastor Greg.
Absolutely.
And it's a great way to start off the new year. Yep, January 2nd now. Definitely went by very, very quickly. But yeah, happy to be here.
Well, I appreciate you being here with me. So let me begin by asking you that. The Twitter revelations and the things that happened, the FBI being exposed, the FBI is now claiming, oh, we it's out there and they're still trying to say we didn't do anything. It's mind blowing, but you were behind the scenes at Facebook. How much government manipulation did you witness, and do these revelations at Twitter surprise you at all?
So yeah, as far as going behind the scenes, working with the government, I was there at Facebook from 2018 to 2020 as a content moderator.
Okay.
And so I definitely saw there was definitely a lot going on there there were indications of government involvement. So for example, after 2017, like Facebook, all of a sudden they spend millions of dollars. They move content moderation to the US where it'd been overseas before that.
Okay.
And so, in 2017, they invest in bringing jobs to the U.S. for content moderation. And the reason they explained to us was because there was Russian involvement in the 2016 election. So that was kind of their reason for spending billions in the U.S. for moderation. And then the other thing we saw that there was a major reengineering of our moderation queue for the 2020 election. Yeah, so there are indications. So, and we also had like changes to our vaccine policy prior to COVID, where that didn't allow misinformation about vaccines. And so, my book Behind the Mask of Facebook, I talk about that. I talk about how governments are used in South America to control elections, and there was meddling, and we definitely censored election content.
Okay.
And so I don't have that smoking gun, but I have these clear indications that there was something behind the scenes happening where, you know, everything that Facebook's doing is in line with what we're seeing.
With what we're seeing from Twitter. They've rolled out this whole metaverse. These kinds of rollouts don't happen overnight, and they certainly don't happen just in a vacuum. There had to have been some indications that this was being worked on even during the time that you were at Facebook. How much of an indication was there of that, and what did you sense was the goal of this metaverse, you know, rollout that they've done?
Yeah. So my project was specifically content moderation, so I didn't really have the opportunity to see other projects at the company, such as the metaverse. We know this was a huge undertaking. It was a very pivotal moment for Facebook, for Meta, for Zuckerberg. It was, you know, think of this guy with $100 billion. If you have $100 billion, you take risks. And so far, that risk hasn't played out very well with the metaverse. And Facebook Meta shares are down 70%. And so, for us, what I did see on my end was we were training the AI. So we were training the AI to recognize certain images, certain parts of the body, body shapes. And so I think that's very important. I think Facebook has
invested. You mean body shapes relative to physical persons?
So we were trained to we were training the AI to recognize, for example, nudity, cleavage, people wearing swimsuits, that kind of thing, male bulge. So different. So I think this filter would be used like if you're on Facebook and you don't want to see, you know, nudity or near nudity. That's what we were training the AI to recognize, you know, swimsuits, that kind of thing, lingerie. That's one example of how AI can be used.
Okay.
But I think this fits within that, you know, parameter of what the metaverse can be used for and how the AI can be used at Facebook, is because they've invested heavily in AI. That's another big thing that we should be concerned about is why is Facebook investing so much in the metaverse? There's a movie called Ready Player One.
Okay, sure. I've heard of it.
In the future, basically, we're all living in trailer parks, like little like shipping containers, and we're all plugged in virtually, kind of like the Matrix.
Right.
And so we should be concerned about that. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up relative to body shapes and nudity and things of that nature, because there's been grave concern that's been raised with regards to the grooming of children and sex trafficking. And quite frankly, you know, while Facebook takes down things that are or even puts up, you know, this may be misinformation, when somebody, for example, puts up a scripture quote, I just saw one of those yesterday or the day before. And yet there has been evidence that's been presented about some of the imaging that you're talking about being used to potentially groom or even traffic children. And those kinds of groups or private groups or what have you within the Facebook universe continue to thrive.
Yeah, and it was tough to delete. So I deleted, you know, posts, comments, some direct messages, groups as well. And, you know, it was tough because there were groups that had kind of an innocent name, like, you know, like football gear. But then on the image of the group, it had something that was somewhat sexually suggestive of a minor. And then in the group, they had links and whatnot, but there really wasn't enough where Facebook didn't give us the latitude to delete those groups, even though they had indications that they were being used for sex trafficking or child pornography. So I wish we had a little more latitude in that area. But yeah, and yeah, Facebook technically had a policy against sex trafficking. Smuggling.
Right. It's great to have, we don't support this. And yet over here, you have an entire universe on your social media platform where people are engaged in those kinds of activities. And when you're talking about having the technology, on the one hand, right? I mean, let's face it. When you look at, for example, January 6th and the prosecutions of January 6th, one of the main sources that the government has been using has been Facebook and its facial recognition programming in order to try to prosecute these individuals, many of whom are there praying together or just standing together with a picture of the Capitol in the background, not engaged in any kind of offensive activity. But now, because they changed the boundaries, they're suddenly on the grounds that were public grounds. Anyway, I guess the point is that Facebook is being used by the government for these prosecutions, while at the same time Facebook is doing nothing about things that are egregious and truly prosecutorial.
Right. And with January 6th, and I was there at Trump's speech and clearly didn't feel any, sudden urge to go rush the Capitol. And it was very tightly packed anyways. It was hard to get out of there. But there's a DHS whistleblower named Aaron Stevenson, who also went public with Veritas. And he was given a hard time by the DHS because he was releasing documents related to terrorists and they were mentioning something about privacy. Here we are with FBI, where they're releasing images of these January 6th people. Hey, these are terrorists, basically. If you know this person, let us know.
Turn them in, right?
So with Facebook, I mean, they were giving I have one example in my book, Behind the Mask of Facebook, about how they gave an exception for child pornography, for child nudity in Brazil. And I'll just quote from it real quick. It says, there's a trending image of an album cover, like a music band, for the Brazilian band Negritude Jr. The album cover does not violate our child nudity policy. However, the album cover does violate. The album cover does violate our child nudity policy. However, given the artistic value of this album cover, as well as the public interest, Facebook has decided to make a newsworthy exception. So here we are, they're deprioritizing or not prioritizing enough, this sex trafficking. And they're giving newsworthy exceptions for child nudity because it has artistic value. So shows you where the priorities are.
We've talked a little bit before, and Zach Voorhees and you and I have been on together to, talk about the cultures within these entities. Can you talk, and we got about a minute before we go into break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk more in depth about this, but can you talk about the kind of culture that you saw at Facebook and how that influenced what kind of content was allowable?
Yeah, so the culture there, and we were subcontracted, so I was working for Cognizant, but we had, we had a wide variety of types of individuals. I was working at Phoenix, so I didn't experience the direct, culture of San Francisco, but I did see they promoted superiors who tended to be, supervisors who tended to be left-leaning or, kind of towed the line there. So we followed the policy, but the upper management obviously influences the culture. So we had to make our client happy and go along with what they told us to do.
Gotcha. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Ryan Hartwig is with us, Behind the Mask of Facebook. Coming up more right after this on Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor or CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and my very special guest, Ryan Hartwig. He is the author of Behind the Mask of Facebook. And Ryan, I'd like to get your thoughts with regards to social media influence and what you observed, having been, again, you know, right in the middle of it as a content manager at Facebook. Let's look back at 2022 and some of the things that you observed that caused you to come out and write the book and expose what you were seeing. And then looking at 2023, what are some of the major issues that you see or potentially significant issues that you see for us going forward?
Yeah. So for 2022, so once again, I went public in 2020. I've been there for 2 years as a content moderator. And my big thing was, hey, there's a private company censoring Americans' speech when they're talking about politics. So, you know, we should be able to talk freely about politics and not be censored. There's no violation of the law happening. And so the big story of 2022 is we saw, you know, with the big article from The Intercept, and we've learned from Dr. Shiva as well, and now with the Twitter files, that there was a huge amount of government collusion between these private companies. And we saw Mark Zuckerberg go on Joe Rogan and say, kind of, hey, the FBI pressured us to suppress the Hunter Biden story. So was it suppression or was it just hand in hand, lockstep, where they're both willing parties in this censorship? And I think that's more accurate. So now we're seeing this. That's a big story of 2022. And we have basically Facebook acting as a government agency. So Congress made this law, Section 230, and Facebook is being a government agency and enacting these laws and making up their own rules. So for 2023, I think we have a lot of different things going on. We have these huge bomb shells from Elon Musk. What do we do with them? This will obviously help with lawsuits against Twitter. I know there's multiple people who have lawsuits going on. There's also a big constitutional challenge that I'm involved with Jason Fick and the Social Media Freedom Foundation.
Amazing. I'm so glad you brought that up, because literally as you said that, because I just had Jason on. He was on with me twice, but he was on back for an hour on Tuesday, the 6th of December. One of the last programs that I did last year was with Jason. And as you were saying that, I was literally, folks, I kid you not, I was just pulling up Jason Fick, Section 230 and social media responsibilities. And I was going to ask your opinion about what's going on with regards to that. And where do you see that case going? Are we moving forward? Are we going to bring some accountability to these social media companies, because they are colluding? They're acting as government agents. Come on, let's face it. They're doing it. So we're defenseless unless the court system here in America steps in and does something.
Right, exactly. So and the government right now is laundering their censorship through these private companies. And so, so right now in mid-February, we'll know a little bit more. There's a similar case to ours. So ours is basically suing the government under saying, hey, Section 230 has not been interpreted correctly. And so there's a very similar case or similar argument that's going to go to the Supreme Court probably last week of February. Our appeal should go to the Supreme Court in late February, March, possibly. So we'll know a lot more then if they chose to hear it. So if that happens, the floodgates are going to be wide open, and we're going to see a lot of changes happen. So hopefully that happens. So Jason Fick's been fighting this for the last 4 years. He sued Facebook. He didn't get his day in court, so now he's suing the government. But you can go to socialmediafreedom.org and learn more about it. So for 2023, that would be a big, huge, monumental shift in how we interpret the case law. The biggest takeaway for 2023 is, hey, we're in the digital age. We've got these huge companies, Google, Twitter, Facebook, Google more than anyone.
Sure.
And they are controlling the narrative. They're controlling the story. I just watched I was watching the Netflix show. Which one was it? they were talking about like going to war, right? Okay, you can go to war and that's how you win wars. But they're like, no, you actually, the way you win a war is you control the narrative. So we're in World War III.
Be clear, we're gonna run out of time here, but let's be clear too, folks. This is not anything new. Okay. When you look at what happened in the battle that took place in Vietnam was not lost in Vietnam. Vietnam was lost in the media. Vietnam was lost by Walter Cronkite and CBS News and so forth, and how they presented it. And that was intentional, ladies and gentlemen. It was intentional. They re-scripted what was going on. Vietnam was about stopping communism. And as a former Cold War vet, I can tell you, communism today is still the threat, and it's what's taking over our country. And if we don't stop it, we will all lose, and many of us will die. That's just a fact. Ryan, thanks for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it. Pick up the book, folks, Behind the Mask of Facebook. I'll be back with more. Annalisa Pesek comes up with us right after this brief break.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has seven different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for support cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbal. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Ultrashot. Thanks to Ultrashot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I'm very excited to have my next guest with me. She is back to join us. And I want to welcome. She is a writer and an author and a political commentator and a variety of gifts and talents. And I'm very excited to welcome Annalisa Pesek back to us. Annalisa, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Pastor Greg. And that was quite an intro. I haven't authored a book yet, but I aspire to it.
In 2023, this is your year. This is your year. I'm going to write mine. You're going to write yours. It's going to be a big year.
All right. Well, let's go for it.
There we go. Well, there's a lot. You've been talking a lot about the COVID situation. I got into a lot of that in my first segment with Rick Manning, and I think it's a very good conversation to have. There's a lot coming. I think China right now has honed, I believe it's a bio weapon. And I think that they've honed some of that. We can talk a little bit about that. And then also, I know that you've been talking a bit about the Arizona election and Kari Lake and what's going on with regards to that. Why don't we start with Kari Lake in Arizona? And where do you see that going next? It's not really a surprise to me that we have a judge that suggests, nothing to see here, move along. I've had Michelle Swinnick on my program quite extensively the last, since the election, for about 4 weeks. We had her on regularly, and she witnessed box number three. She signed off on box number three and then watched those bags disappear and reappear a week later. That's not regular.
Yeah, nothing about the election was regular. And that was admitted by the Board of Supervisors, the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors. They said it in, it's hiding in plain sight, basically, in their report about how the election was run. They said that more ballots were impacted because of these printer issues than ever before. And yet this was a safe, secure, and free and fair election. It wasn't. There's no way it could be.
Right.
So these whistleblowers, I think, were extremely important to the trial that took place, that 2-day trial. And you mentioned the judge. I think the judge had a fair and open mind going in, and he, who knows what happened after that 2-day very fast paced trial. He did rule kind of expected. We did expect it, right?
Right.
It wasn't a surprise. I think my headline for that article was "Surprise: The judge finds no clear and convincing evidence."
Right.
So
right. A bit sarcastic, slight sarcasm. Yeah.
Little subtle, but there is the appeal. Kari Lake has a chance to appeal. She says she's going to appeal all the way up to the Supreme Court if she, that seems to be where she's going. I think that's a good idea. I think we can't back down. She is not backing down. And God bless her for not giving up. I mean, she's not a coward. This judge was a coward. He was a coward. And had he just taken it another step further and said, okay, well, we're going to examine more ballots, we're going to stretch this thing out, but he didn't. So you have to wonder why. Where was the pressure coming from?
Yeah.
Did someone buy him off? I had a friend tell me the other day, a good lawyer knows the law, a great lawyer knows the judge. And I had to laugh. Like, who knows what was going on here with this Mark Elias firm, right? That was that the defense team was working with. And
right. Right. So, well, and we know, I mean, we know that there's, there certainly is smoke where Elias is concerned, so much so that he, that he had to jump ship, right, from Perkins Coie, because they were concerned about the amount of smoke that he was dragging with him. There's something to look at with regards to that, but the evidence about these bags and about the numbers of ballots that were unable to be read and when during the day they were unable to be read. And then I watched the Maricopa County hearing, and most of the people that came up were not just your average voter, which, not to take anything away from them, but most of the people that came up and testified were actual poll workers who worked the locations around Maricopa County and came up and testified about their experiences. And for any election board to listen to the people that worked the polls and hear the evidence that was presented and then still certify that election, mind blown.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Like, Carrie Lake's attorney, you know, kept reiterating in his closing argument that so much of this doesn't make sense. Even the judge admitted that hundreds of affidavits were submitted, and he believed that these affidavits needed to be heard. In his words, it was a case for the court. These are sworn affidavits. These people are election workers. Some of them were voters, but you're right, a lot of them are entrenched in the operations. So given that, and he also said he understood the frustration of voters who weren't able to vote that day because, as you just said, the long lines that were caused by the printer issues and people coming back 2-3 times. Even the Maricopa County Board of Elections Department received over, I think, 50,000 calls by voters on election day trying to navigate what to do, like with this third drawer. What does that mean? And then some people going back to find out, did my vote count? How do I know my vote counted? I was in Georgia for the runoff between Herschel Walker and Raphael Warnock. And I was on the ground there talking to voters about their experience in that race. And, you know, the Secretary of State website in Georgia allows you to check if your vote has been counted. Mm-hmm. And some voters went to that website and found that their vote had not been recorded. And so they went back and they, you know, were able to rectify it. I don't know really how that worked exactly. So much we don't know. But did that happen in Arizona? I don't.
Well, I have a story about that. Actually, Michelle's roommate attempted to run his ballot through, and I believe it was either 12 or 14 times, and it didn't work. So they said, put it in that box number 3, okay, and we'll run it. And normally, according to the procedures and according to the training that Michelle received, there might be 50 all day long of those kinds of ballots. Well, there were 3 bags full. They actually had to breach the security in order to dump that, because there were so many. But here's the kicker. So she gets home at 7, after 7 o'clock, the polls close, she goes home. They say, hey, let's go online and see if your vote counted. Now, remember that the black bags are not supposed to leave the polling location until after the polls have closed. Can't even go to the center to start being counted till after the polls have closed. Within an hour of coming home, they look online, and guess what? His vote was counted. And yet, 7 days later, according to picture evidence that we showed, is when the bags actually showed up at the counting center. 7 days after the election, the bags show up, but somehow, mysteriously, his vote was counted within an hour of the polls closing when he tried to run it through, and it didn't take.
Well, and something that came up during the hearing was when Maricopa County Recorder Stephen Richer took the stand, or I think he was zoomed in, and he talked about the chain of custody and his oversight of ballots for voting, right. Early voting. He didn't have a good answer for what happens on election day, because that's not his department.
Yeah.
That was the, you know, the Board of Supervisors department. And then when the question was asked, well, who is in charge of these ballots after they leave the Maricopa this Maricopa Center, and they're sent to this Renbeck, this third party election services company that supposedly counts ballots for counties all over the country. Who's with the ballots during this transfer? And even Stephen Richer struggled around that question. And he ultimately said, you know, the county is always with the county personnel is always with the ballots. But there was no clear cut. If you want to talk about evidence, I
right.
mean, he said there was a form. I mean, it was all very vague. And
makes no sense. Yeah,
it
really made no sense. All right, we got to take a quick break. Annalisa Pesek is with us. We'll be back with more. We're going to talk a little bit about COVID on the other side of this break, and some things maybe that we need to be thinking about as we head into 2023. Back with more right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill, or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamins, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Annalisa Pesek. And, you know, just to kind of close that out, I think there's going to be a lot more discovered about Arizona and this election situation. And I really hope that Carrie Lake sticks to her guns and pushes this, and that we ultimately end up having an open kind of hearing. I mean, for the board of directors in Maricopa County to have gone ahead and done what they did in light of all of the actual testimony that they heard about a problem is just stunning to me. And I really hope that they, that they are brought to accountability, number one. And then hopefully that we see something happen with regards to this election.
I do, too. And I know that tens of thousands of Arizonans are hoping for the same. And the people are behind Carrie Lake. Let's not forget that. She does have support with the people. She may not have support within her own party. And that is just devastating. But she is a fighter, and I believe that she can, you know, persevere, and she will, and that we're going to see a lot more, many more lawsuits presented that will challenge not only the midterms, but going forward will set a precedent for what cannot be, you know, stood anymore.
Amen.
It has to, at some point, right?
Yes. No doubt.
We pray.
No doubt. Well, you know, we've presented the scriptures that talk about the Lord's considers uneven scales to be an abomination. That's specifically what Proverbs 11:1 says, that uneven scales are an abomination. So we should feel the same. All right, let's get into this conversation a little bit about COVID in the time that we've got left. You know, we did a lot of work on that early on. Actually, in February of 2020, we talked a lot about that here on our program, and about COVID being used as a bioweapon. What does your investigation tell you, Annalisa?
Well, I've been listening to a lot of what Naomi Wolf has been talking about when it comes to COVID. I think she has a lot of information and data, and along with Peter McCullough, Dr. Mm-hmm. Peter McCullough, about where we are right now in America with COVID and the vaccines. And that's probably been, you know, the area I've been focused more strongly on than China's treatment of its citizens. Not that I'm not paying attention to that. Of course I am.
Sure.
But what is happening in China is, I think, a foreshadow of what will happen here and what can happen here. And if it is not stopped in China, why would it be stopped here? A lot of what the Chinese are doing at some level. You mentioned this crematorium or these ovens, I have not heard of anything like that being verified, but if that information is available somewhere, I would, you know, absolutely. Why is Congress not? I mean, that seems like a stunning piece of information that would put us on the brink of another world war. I mean, when Germany was killing millions of Jews, we didn't stand by for too long. I mean, we did for a long, too long, maybe we did, but
yeah.
Ultimately, that kind of disregard for human life doesn't go unchecked. Although, you know, thinking of America versus China, we kill millions of lives a year, right? Mm-hmm. When we abort babies, and that law has, you know, remained in the books. People are steadfast in making sure abortion is something that can be in this country. And so how is that any better than killing people because they are sick with an infectious disease like COVID?
Or euthanasia, and the as I understand it, the crematoriums are for individuals that are already dead. In other words, what's happening over there is that they have again released this bioweapon amongst their own people, and there are hundreds of thousands, if not millions, that are again dying over there, and then they are taking the evidence of those dead bodies and running their crematoriums in order to be able to. Remember, when this first happened, we tried to send teams. President Trump wanted to send teams over to assist and to gather information so we would know how to manage that should it end up on our shores or even in other places around the world. And China said, no, we won't let anyone in. We won't allow anyone to investigate. And the WHO stood with China and said, oh, look, there's really not anything to see here. Not a problem. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's your, you know, kind of the answer as to why nothing was done and why we have ended up with the problem that we ended up with. And when you look at Italy's numbers, 25 million infected out of a population of 60 million. That's huge.
Well, China has us over a barrel. I think that there is something that China has on us. Now, whether you want to call it, you know, I'm not sure, like all of the investments that China has, all the stakes China has in American economy and American politics, the average American, I don't think will ever understand truly how deep we are in with China. Mm-hmm. But clearly the Biden administration is deep. We know that there have been business dealings with the family in China. We know that there are going to be some kind of negotiations with China when it comes to COVID, because they've never been held accountable. Right. And even now they, you know, we've suddenly put a stop to the Chinese coming into America without having to have a COVID test. Why are we doing that now? And how could we possibly manage that? Right. I mean, how do we know that people can't just slip in and they have a diagnosis of COVID? Mm-hmm. The COVID situation is something we've never seen before, and it's changed our world. And I think we have to acknowledge that our world is now very different than it was 2 years ago, and it happens so suddenly.
Very, it seems as though it was just an overnight thing, even though there are indicators that you could look at and say, gee, we probably should have seen some of this kind of stuff coming, especially the lockdown kind of stuff. And people being kind of almost programmed to accept lockdowns It's really quite stunning.
It is, and there is a glimmer of hope. I just received yesterday the oral arguments for a case that's coming regarding the mask mandates. I don't know how it is in Texas right now, but even in Florida where I am, you can see that masks are coming back. People are starting to wear them again.
Wow.
And it will be interesting to see what happens when the flu, you know, come spring, come summer, and people start getting ill. Are these mandates coming back? Like you mentioned before, is there going to be another release of another kind of disease that is going to be much worse?
Yeah.
And how are we going to respond to it? So right now, people are, there is legal action being taken, and I'm anticipating that that could maybe put a stop or a hold or a halt to some of these processes we've seen.
At least we would hope so. At least we would hope so.
We can hope so, right?
Yep. Yeah. All right. We're out of time. Annalisa Pesek, thanks so much for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it. Where can folks follow you?
I am writing for the New American magazine right now, and they can also follow me on Twitter at Annalisa Pesek. So thank you so much, Pastor, for having me on, and I appreciate everything you do.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate what you do as well. And a happy new year to you. And we're going to try to work real hard to make it a happy new year, folks. But you know what? It happens by all of us working together and by recognizing our God-given rights. And that's what we're really fighting for. At the end of the day, we're fighting for those God-given rights. And the responsibility to do that lies with us. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You've been listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at the website, chosengenerationradio.com. And remember, at the end of the day. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.